One, I was told that my body is not my own, that it belongs first to God, then to my Father, then to the man who He gives me to. My father is dead, so who is the rightful owner of this body now? I offer my body to a lover as if it is something that is not mine. But have you seen how people treat things that are not theirs? On to Facebook, and I see a meme that pictures a scantily clad Beyonce beside a head wrap donning Erykah Badu, asking a question: why be eye candy when you can be soul food? Like I can't multitask. Like I won't get drunk in love then tell you to call Tyrone. Like I ain't read Coldest Winter Ever and Citizen before lunch. Like I ain't twerk across the stage to get my degree. Like I ain't write this poem to the tune of Bodak Yellow. Like I needed another serving of respectability politics, or another man who can't be bothered with a woman's feminism but knows how she ought to conduct herself. Like I got time for men who shame women's sexuality in public but consume it behind closed doors. Let me be clear, ain't nobody got time for that. Three. What a time to be woman. The way we show up for ourselves, the way we dare to be visible, the way we snatch our stories back from anyone who dares to co-opt them. The world is not kind to any woman who is confident in herself. My spirit quakes as I watch my friends explain consent to grown men. Then I have to see women shame other women for what they wear. Listen, feminism allows modesty in the same way it allows me to wear whatever I want. I am here as a woman to reclaim all the parts of myself I was ashamed to get to know. To proclaim myself as a woman who is both and, not either or. And to speak on behalf of the women who are only either, let me be clear. A woman who only chooses either is still deserving of your respect. But as for me in my house, I can be eye candy and soul food. Because I know how to multitask.